When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Murder Homes is a production of iHeart Podcasts.
At the end of murdering all the people on Earth, I was going to murder my own family and then take my own life and become God.
Do you ever feel violent?
Yes, I do.
What do you feel like doing?
Killing people.
You still feel like killing people?
Yes.
Do you think you'd murder me, Joe?
Yes.
That's gruesome, Joe. That's horrible.
Yes, it is.
This is a father and son story. It just might not be the one you expect. On January 8, 1975, 45-year-old Joseph Callinger and his 13-year-old son, Michael, decided to go on a road trip together. They took a bus from Philadelphia to Fort Lee, New Jersey. The odd thing about this father and son, besides the way they occasionally hold hands, swinging them through the air, is that they're wearing dark-colored business suits, and they have a concrete goal. They need to kill every single human living on the face of the earth. The problem is, Joseph Callinger doesn't like the vibe in Fort Lee, so they wander to the next town, Leonia. Leonia, New Jersey, has about 9,000 residents in 1975. It's the kind of place where residents keep their doors unlocked. As they walk down Glenwood Avenue, Michael reaches for his father's hand again. But Joseph's mood had become more serious. And when Joseph's mood changes, he can be very dangerous. Two wounds are still healing on the back of his son's head from a few months before, when he almost beat him to death. Joseph can switch between roles instantly, from father to killer and back to father again. When he starts having hallucinations, all bets are off. This is Murder Homes. I'm Matt Marinovich. In the first episode of this podcast, I talked about the house that sparked my interest in stigmatized properties. 124 Glenwood Avenue in Leonia, New Jersey. But the story of Joseph Callinger and his son and the events that took place there is even more disturbing than I initially believed. A year before Joseph and Michael's arrival in Leonia, he and Michael had chased his older son, Joseph Jr., through a vacant building in Philadelphia. Joseph had picked up Joe Jr. from a reformatory in Philadelphia and then taken out a $15,000 life insurance policy on him. But in order to cash it in, he had to get rid of Joseph Jr. They chased him to the basement of that vacant building, and in a pool of water, with his own two hands, Joseph Callinger, with Michael's help, drowned his son. When the insurance money ran out, he tried the same thing with Michael, but his youngest had more of a survival instinct and fought back. He also promised he'd do whatever his father wanted him to do. By day, he helped his father in his shoe shop, and once a week, he wore a thin paper crown and placed a used birthday candle in a stale piece of cake. Then he sang Happy Birthday to Joseph Callinger. They did this every week so that his son would never forget how special his father is. Late at night, Michael could hear his father talking to a spirit he called Charlie. Charlie appeared to Callinger as a disembodied head that floated upward like a balloon until it met the ceiling. Charlie smiled deviously from ear to ear and told him it was time to kill again. Before they even set foot in the pleasant suburb of Leonia, they would go on a six-week, three-state crime spree, invading homes and holding their owners hostage. But for some reason, Callinger stopped shy of murdering anyone. And now Charlie's voice had become even more insistent, urging Callinger to take the next step. How else, Charlie told him, would he ever become a god? It was 9:54 a.m. in Leonia, the well-kept lawn still frozen from the night before, when the temperature dropped to zero. Joseph Callinger and his son were all business now. The wisps of their breath could be seen by a housewife as the strangers walked up the steps to her home. Callinger told his son to stop smiling. They rang the doorbell. "We're from John Hancock," Joseph said, Michael always standing behind him, nervously playing with his tie. "We'd like to tell you about a policy." Three times in a row, the door was closed in their face. For starters, the young boy couldn't possibly be a salesman. The jacket he was wearing was much too big for his thin frame. And there was something disconcerting about the dark circles under Joseph Callinger's eyes, the way he tried to take a quick step into the homes before he was even invited in. Then they got lucky. They walked down the narrow concrete path leading to 124 Glenwood, a four-bedroom, single-family with a tan stucco exterior. As soon as the door was open, Joseph Callinger began his spiel. "We're from John Hancock," he said. But before 28-year-old Dee Dee Wiseman could tell him that she wasn't interested, he shoved her inside and pointed a chrome-plated handgun at her head. Once inside the home, Callinger forced Dee Dee and her four-year-old son into a vacant bedroom, bound them, and made them lie down next to each other. Within half an hour, four other people returned to the home, unaware that it had been invaded. Edwina Wiseman, the grandmother who Dee Dee was looking after, Randy Wiseman, sister of Dee Dee, and Randy's boyfriend, Frank Welby. Randy and Frank were bound and tied in the living room, but the elderly grandmother wasn't because Callinger told his son she was too old to be a threat. There's one more person who entered 124 Glenwood that afternoon, and it would turn out that she would be the only one who would never leave again. Her name was Maria Fashing, a beautiful 21-year-old nurse at Hackensack Hospital. There are very few pictures that remain of Maria Fashing, but in one she smiles slightly, wide-eyed, her brunette hair cut in a bob. In another, she's wearing her nurse's outfit and playfully pinching her fingers together, smiling faintly. Besides a faded yearbook photo, these are the only images you can find on the internet. Maria Fashing was one of those people who was good to the core. She was a firm believer in the women's liberation movement that was picking up at the time. And she always stuck up for anyone who she saw bullied, unafraid to give anyone a piece of her mind, no matter how petite she was at 5'4". Friends weren't surprised when they found a bird with a broken wing in a shoebox that she was temporarily caring for, or a stray cat that had been hit by a car propped up on pillows in her small apartment. She never walked away from anyone or anything in need. On January 8th, she was due to work the 4-to-midnight shift at Hackensack Hospital. But before she drove to work, she decided to check on Edwina Wiseman and catch up with her friend Randy. At 2:45 p.m., the sun streamed through the windshield of her black Volkswagen as she parked outside 124 Glenwood. She was wearing an imitation fur coat over her nursing outfit as she walked toward the home. After a frigid night, the temperature had slowly climbed to 43 degrees, and the islands of snow left in the neighbors' front yards were beginning to glisten. She pocketed the car key and rang the doorbell. The door was violently pulled open, and it was Callinger's manic face she saw. At knife point, she was herded into the living room, where she saw Edwina and the others. Window cord had been used to bind the victims, and Frank had been gagged. Maria Fashing kept her cool. She took her place on the floor amongst the others, carefully observing Callinger. He seemed obsessed with Frank, who he thought posed the greatest threat to him. So he hogtied him, and while Michael Callinger nervously guarded the others, led him down to the basement. Frank would later testify that Maria was taken down to the basement next. With Michael's help, Callinger stood Frank up. Charlie had given him precise instructions about what would happen next. He unbuckled Frank's pants so that he was naked from the waist down, and then he ordered Maria to castrate Frank. Not with the hunting knife he was gripping, but with her teeth. Maria refused, and Callinger became enraged. It was never a question in her mind that she'd save her own skin and put someone else at risk. Callinger bound and gagged Frank again and kicked him to the floor, and then he turned his attention to the defiant Maria. Tied up and now facing away from Maria, Frank could only hear Callinger threatening her. She had destroyed all of his plans, made a fool of him in front of his son, and when Charlie's disembodied head started appearing again, always floating upwards like some twisted party balloon, Callinger knew that he'd be sneering even more. Frank could hear Callinger beginning to threaten Maria from his position on the floor, and then he just heard white noise. The furnace in the boiler had kicked in, and when it fired up, he couldn't hear what Joseph Callinger was saying to her anymore. But behind that curtain of white noise, he was certain he could suddenly hear a scream. The boiler kicked off again, and there was only silence. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes. And it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security. It's the only home security system I use and recommend. Springtime's a great time of year, but that warm weather also means more people walking up and down my block, sometimes very late. I feel a little bit more reassured knowing my home is on the alert for me 24/7. Not to mention little perks like the water sensor that tell me if a pipe is springing a leak, especially if I'm not home. Trusted by experts, Simply Safe was named Best Home Security Systems for 2024 by U.S. News & World Report, and Newsweek awarded it Best Customer Service in Home Security. Get 20% off any Simply Safe system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. Just visit simplysafe.com/homes. That's simplysafe.com/homes. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Callinger would later vividly describe his killing of Maria, saying that after he cut her throat, he watched her begin a horrible dancing, blood arcing outwards through her fingers until she fell to the floor. To me, Maria Fasching is the most haunting part of what happened in Leonia. On January 8th, her visit to the elderly Edwina Wiseman was actually one of two good deeds she had to choose from that day, before her long shift at the hospital. A friend of a friend had died, and she could have gone to the wake, but instead she drove to the house on Glenwood. If it weren't for Maria's death and the panic that took hold of Callinger afterwards, forcing him to flee with his son, he could have taken more time, slaughtered them one by one, and then continued on his mission to kill every human on the face of the earth, his abused 13-year-old son in tow. If it weren't for Maria, he and Michael wouldn't have tried to escape down a hill in nearby Sylvan Park, Callinger panting, slipping, cursing, trying to get his breath as he tore off his overcoat, then his shirt, and tossed them on the rotting leaves. Later, detectives would track him down by identifying the laundry mark and manufacturer of the bloody, mud-streaked shirt, and Callinger and Michael would be arrested in Philadelphia. Edwina Wiseman would face Callinger as he stood in a police lineup. She would walk up to him and stand just a foot away from his face. Then she would ask the detectives to make all the men in the lineup repeat the same words that were uttered when the murderer stood at the door of 124 Glenwood. A piece of paper was passed hand to hand, and they said,
"I'm a John Hancock salesman. Is there anyone in the house? We're showing."
And they'd go right on down the line until it was Callinger's turn.
"I'm a John Hancock salesman. Is anyone in the house? We are showing."
Edwina immediately recognized him.
"It's number 5. The voice, the face, everything."
Callinger was convicted and sentenced to 80 years in prison. After trying to set himself on fire, he was sent to the Fairview Mental Hospital, where he tried to cut his cellmate's throat with a razor after suffering another hallucination. He was sedated with a wide range of antipsychotic drugs, and several psychiatrists diagnosed him as a paranoid schizophrenic. He died at the age of 59. Meanwhile, his son Michael was considered, quote, salvageable by prosecutors, and murder charges were dismissed and returned for a guilty plea on 2 counts of robbery. He was placed on probation until his 25th birthday, and then placed in foster care. His whereabouts today are unknown. There is no trace of a Michael Callinger on the internet. Most likely, he changed his name. He could be your next-door neighbor, living in a house very much like 124 Glenwood, raking leaves into a pile on a Sunday. We'll be back after a short break.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
We're back with Murder Homes. When I called the real estate agent who recently sold 124 Glenwood for $587,500 in 2021, he told me that he didn't even know a murder had occurred there. Or was he just saying that? Because in New Jersey, the law does not consider any death in the home to be a, quote, material fact. Therefore, it's not required to be divulged. If a buyer asks and the seller knows, then they should answer truthfully. But no legal action can be brought against them for a failure to disclose. This is why in certain states, homeowners hold their breath and pay a man like Roy Condry to do a little research on that charming home they're about to make a bid on. If you remember, Roy owns the website Died in Home. And in our first episode, we talked to him about how laws vary state by state. On Zillow, where the home is now worth nearly $1 million, the layout is exactly the same as it was on the morning of the murders. The stone fireplace is the same, the wooden floors, the steam radiators, the stairs leading down to the carpeted basement where Maria Fashing refused to mutilate Frank Welby, though she must have known it would cost her life. To be honest, it surprised me that 124 Glenwood sold close to the value of the homes around it. And it surprised me even more that the real estate agent hadn't even been aware of the murder that had happened there. The New York Post ran a splashy headline about the home being back on the market that year, and the Callinger serial killings are still regarded as one of the Garden State's most notorious crimes. I asked Roy Condrey if the passage of time helps soften the edge of a murder home.
Do you think there's like a kind of like a time decay or there's a kind of an expiration date where people cease to care that it's stigmatized? Like if it's a recent crime or it's a splashy crime, then you get the discount. But if it's something that happened in 1968, does it fade away? It just become a house, another house at market value?
I do think it fades away. I still think that bothers a lot of people, but I think more people are open to buying that house for some reason. We thought about that also. I found it pretty interesting. I still think it bothers a lot of people, but yeah, I think it bothers less people the older the story is.
But when it comes to 124 Glenwood, the passage of time makes it stand out even more to me. The older a murder story is, the more it tends to get under my skin, especially if the home is a physical reminder, unchanged, taunting us. As I stood there in 2016 taking pictures of it, as I held my dog's leash in the other hand, I felt a surge of adrenaline, as if in some small way that crime would begin to feel more real to me. And it did. I'm still haunted by Callinger, Maria, and the rooms in that relatively small home, filled with the bound bodies of a family who had no idea of what was in store for them that day. Our home is the place, the refuge, we feel most in control, where the tangled knots of a shitty day are straightened out. It's not a place where we ever expect to encounter a level of helplessness we will never recover from. But at 124 Glenwood, that's exactly what happened in the course of a single afternoon. It was all over just as the sun had started to set, and Callinger tore off his overcoat in the lengthening shadows of Sylvan Park. Sure, they moved the entrance door of the home a few feet to one side, pruned back the bush over the picture window, but everything else remains the same. Even the very short distances to the two homes on either side of it that were, for some reason, spared. I really think there are two types of people in the world, those who keep an eye on the past as if it would catch up to them in some way, and those who march straight into the blinding future, uninterested in fading tragedies. Isn't there enough to worry about? But how can you turn away from a father and son dressed in dark business suits on a clear blue winter day, set on annihilating the world? Or Maria Fashing, walking up the paving stones that led to the stucco home, her bright white nurse's outfit still visible under that imitation fur coat, just steps away now from ringing the bell.
I'm a patient person, got a good listening ear, and try to help people.
You're patient, with a good ear, and you try to help people.
Yes.
When you're not trying to murder them.
Yes.
This is Murder Homes. I'm Matt Marinovich. Is a production of iHeart Podcasts. For more shows from iHeart Podcasts, visit the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.